So I'll be curious, Dakota, what things do you feel an iPhone does better? Because I've yet to find one. I'm fine with most of it. I mean, it works as a device. It works okay. But, you know, everything from that stupid, you know, HEIC phone, you know, picture factor, which nothing accepts. So now I got to convert pictures, you know, and, you know, maybe there's a way around that, but that's a pain in the ass. Just all sorts of stupid things just make my life, you know, a little more difficult. The Bluetooth, sometimes my headset just won't connect up. It's just for some, you know, like it transitioned over to my laptop and then it didn't come back to the phone. And there's nothing I can do. I just have to go into Bluetooth, turn it off, turn it back on, and then I can get it to reconnect. You know, just arbitrarily. And, you know, one thing I thought was a problem with it, I never could figure out where the audio was going to be, but then I come to find out. That's kind of clever. iPhone depends on where you answer it. If I answer it on the phone, the audio will be on the phone. If I answer it on the headset, it'll be on the headset. I'm like, ah, clever. Yeah, it still screws me up, but, you know, you get used to it. That's actually kind of cool, I guess, if you use both. But, now I can't figure out anything it does better. I like it. It works just fine, but it's just got all these little things that just drive me up the wall. And, oh, just trying to think what. Oh, the GPS. Answer me this. Hold on a second. I'll buy a sec. I've never had this happen with any other phone I've ever owned that had GPS and I did mapping. My iPhones are all over the place sometimes. They show me out in the middle of Anchor Bay, and I'm on Gratiot. And usually it takes a while before they kind of like lock in, and then they're accurate. It happens all the time with both of my iPhones. Never happened with any other phone I ever had. Is there something wrong with their GPS or something? I don't get it.